KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In college basketball last night, a nice night for Iowa teams. The Iowa Hawkeyes were winners for the first time in five seasons. They win back-to-back Big Ten road games as the Hawks determined and poised and overcame an 11-point deficit at Minnesota late in the first half, and they even endured six straight missed free throws in the final 40 seconds as they pick up a win 64-62 over the Gophers last night. Matt Gaetans had 19 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 steals to lead Iowa's second-half surge. Maverick Ahamisi's runner from the edge of the lane and traffic bounced off the other side of the rim as the buzzer sounded. That gave the Hawks their first win over Border State rival Minnesota in 5 years. Fueled by a head-turning victory at then-number 11 Wisconsin last weekend, the Hawkeyes hounded the Gophers into 4 for 23 shooting from three-point range, and they forced 6-foot-11-inch center Ralph Sampson III into 6 turnovers. Now, the road doesn't get any easier for the Hawkeyes. Up next, they're back home, but they have to play number 6-ranked Ohio State. After that, they go on a trip to number 10 Michigan State, and then the Hawkeyes get to come back home only to face number 16 Michigan. Iowa now stands at 10-6 overall. They're 2-1 in Big Ten conference play. Iowa State's transfer-laden team has struggled with consistency at times this season, but the newcomers didn't have any trouble carrying the Cyclones in their Big 12 debuts. Chris Babb scored 17 points, and Iowa State beat Texas 77-71 last night at the Big 12 opener for both of those teams. Royce White added 14 points. Chris Allen scored 13 for the Cyclones, who won their league opener for the first time in 5 seasons. And they did it behind Babb, White, Allen, and fellow newcomer Anthony Booker. They combined for 55 of the Cyclones' 77 points. Texas star Jacoven Brown finished with 19 points despite missing most of the second half after turning his right ankle. Clint Chapman added a career-high 19 points and 14 rebounds for the Longhorns, who lost just their second Big 12 opener in 14 tries under coach Rick Barnes. Longhorns fall to 10-4 with that loss. The Cyclones, they improved to 11-3 with that victory last night. Anthony James scored 16 points, and Northern Iowa used a 13-0 run late in the first half, and they downed Indiana State 65-48 last night. Mark Sonnen added 15 points, and Jake Cook had 11 for the Panthers, who are now 11-4 overall, 1-2 in the Valley. Dwayne Lathan led the Sycamores with 15 points. Carl Richards scored 10. The Panthers shot 43%, but they converted 7 of their 15 three-point tries, limiting Indiana State to just 37% from the floor in that contest last night. In top 25 men's college hoops, 9th-ranked Georgetown rallied from 17 down to beat number 20 Marquette 73-70. Jason Clark scored 26 points, and Hollis Thompson's tie-breaking three-pointer with less than 30 seconds left capped the comeback for the Hoyas. They've run 111 straight. Elsewhere in the AP top 25, Brandon Trish scored 16 points with 3 straight three-pointers early in the second half as number 1 Syracuse pulled away from Providence 87-73. Also last night, it was Temple knocking off number 5 Duke 78-73. The Owls had lost 9 straight times to the Blue Devils. Thomas Robinson had 15 points and 14 rebounds, helping thwart Kansas State's second-half rally as number 14 Kansas beat the 23rd-ranked Wildcats 67-49. Dante Poole scored 22 points, and Isaiah Kanan added 16, including his 1,000th career point, as number 19 Murray State remained undefeated with a 76-67 win over Eastern Kentucky. In women's college hoops, Erin Ellenberg scored 21 points. Joanna McFarland equaled a career high with 19 points. And Oklahoma rode its hot hands, making 11 of 18 from three-point range. That's 61%. And they beat Iowa State 80-50 last night in the Lloyd Noble Center. Oklahoma's now 9-3 overall, 1-0 in Big 12 play. Iowa State, which was led by 12 points and 7 rebounds from Chelsea Poppins, is 9-3 overall. They're 0-1 in league play. Iowa State will host number 1 Baylor Saturday night at Hilton Coliseum. In the NBA last night, it was Toronto beating Cleveland 92-77. Orlando beat Washington 103-85. Charlotte down New York 118-110. Chicago shut down Detroit 99-83. Miami big over Indiana 118-83. Boston beat New Jersey 89-70. Memphis over Minnesota 90-86. Philadelphia topping New Orleans 101-93. San Antonio 101-95 winners over Golden State. Dallas beat Phoenix 98-89. Denver over Sacramento 110-83. The LA Clippers topping Houston 117-89. In the National Hockey League last night, it was Boston over New Jersey 6-1. Montreal beat Winnipeg 7-3. Vancouver over Minnesota 3-0, while San Jose a 3-1 winner over Anaheim. In football news, Iowa freshman running back Mikhail McCall is leaving the program. Hawkeyes coach Kirk Ferentz said Wednesday that McCall intends to transfer. The 18-year-old McCall had a promising debut, rushing for 61 yards in the season opener before breaking his ankle. He returned in late November but had just 4 yards rushing in a win over Purdue. McCall from Dalton, Illinois, was suspended for the final 2 games because of an undisclosed violation. West Virginia put on a scoring show unlike any other in college football's postseason history at the Orange Bowl as the Mountaineers scored 70 points, a record for any bowl game, and they dominated and completely embarrassed 14th-ranked Clemson 70-33 as Gene Smith tied a bowl record with 6 touchdown passses, 4 of them going to Tavon Austin. Maybe the most impressive part of 23rd-ranked West Virginia's scoring show was that the most dazzling of the touchdowns came from a defender. Early in the second quarter, West Virginia's Darwin Cook snuffed out a potential Clemson touchdown, created a turnover, ran 99 yards into the Orange Bowl record books, and tackled the overstuffed orange that serves as the game's mascot. Smith finished 31 of 42 for 401 yards, which broke Tom Brady's Orange Bowl record for passing yards. His 6 touchdown passes is a record for any bowl game. Austin finished with 11 catches for 117 yards. Austin's 4 TD catches tied a record for any bowl game, as the Mountaineers scored 5 touchdowns in the second quarter to open up a 49-20 lead. The Mountaineers are 4-0 in BCS bowl games all time, and they finished the season 10-3. Clemson, whose defense should be absolutely embarrassed of themselves, finished with a mark of 10-4 on the season. Well, for number one LSU, it's just a short drive south. For number two Alabama, a quick flight. They're both now in New Orleans preparing for Monday night's BCS championship at the Superdome. The Tigers and the Crimson Tide were greeted by brass bands and some fans already in place for Monday's first ever championship featuring teams from the same conference. Alabama coach Nick Saban says when it comes to competition, this is about as good as it gets. LSU nipped Alabama 9-6 in overtime in early November. In NFL news, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger says he aggravated his sprained left ankle in a 13-9 win at Cleveland last weekend, but expects to play in the wild card game at Denver on Sunday. Roethlisberger says he experienced a setback early in the third quarter, but isn't sure when it happened. He completed 23 of 40 passes for 221 yards while taking every snap. Roethlisberger was limited in practice on Wednesday and walked into the trainer's room afterward with a noticeable limp. He injured the ankle while beating the Browns on December 8th and missed a 24-0 win over St. Louis on Christmas Eve before returning in the regular season finale. Charlie Batch is the Steelers' backup QB. Bengals rookie quarterback Andy Dalton missed Wednesday's practice with the flu, but he's expected to be ready for Saturday's playoff game in Houston. Greg Jennings is back practicing with Green Bay and appears to be on target to return for the playoffs. The Packers receiver missed the last 3 games of the regular season with a torn left medial collateral ligament. 2 days after being fired as vice chairman of the Colts, Bill Polian tells the Associated Press that his biggest mistake was not having an adequate backup for Peyton Manning. He says the lack of a capable replacement for the injured quarterback was the primary reason the Colts went from a Super Bowl contender to a 2-14 record and the number one draft pick. That miscalculation also led to the dismissal of his general manager son, Chris Polian. The elder Polian says the timing of the move was surprising, and he's more upset about his son losing his job. The Colts continued their house cleaning by letting go their special teams coach. The Colts ranked last in kickoff returns and punt returns this season. Jets rookie quarterback Greg McElroy says there was a corrupt mindset in the locker room during a disappointing season in New York. He says the team included some extremely selfish individuals. A federal grand jury has indicted former NFL wide receiver Sam Hurd on drug conspiracy and possession charges after he and another man were accused of trying to establish a drug dealing network. If convicted, Hurd could get 10 years. In baseball news, with a new ballpark and a new manager, the Miami Marlins continue to shake up their roster. The latest acquisition to Ozzie Guillen's club is the volatile but talented flamethrower Carlos Zambrano. He'll join new shortstop Jose Reyes and pitcher Mark Burley. A person familiar with the negotiation says the Chicago Cubs have reached a deal to trade Zambrano to the Marlins for pitcher Chris Volstead. The deal is pending a physical and approval by Major League Baseball. Zambrano wore out his welcome with the Cubs after repeated meltdowns. The former ace cleaned out his locker and talked about retiring after being ejected during a loss to Atlanta on August 12th. He was suspended without pay, and then it was decided that he would sit out the rest of the season. Zambrano went 9-7 with a .482 earned run average and has a year left on a $91.5 million five-year contract. A person familiar with the deal says reliever Fernando Rodney has agreed to a one-year contract with the Tampa Bay Rays. It's a $2 million deal with a club option for 2013. The 34-year-old right-hander was 3-5 with three saves and a .450 earned run average in 32 appearances with the Angels last season. Joe Torre is quitting his job as Major League Baseball vice president. The man who led the New York Yankees to four World Series titles from 1996 to 2007 is joining a group that's hoping to buy the Dodgers franchise that he managed from 2008 to 2010. Torre retired after the 2010 campaign and joined MLB last February as a top aide to Commissioner Bud Selig. The Dodgers have been put up for sale by owner Frank McCourt, who put the team into bankruptcy last year while battling former team executive and wife Jamie McCourt in divorce court. Initial bids for the team are due on January 23rd. And in racing news, Richard Petty Motorsports has hired Eric Almirola to drive the famed number 43 in NASCAR's Elite Sprint Cup Series. Almirola is leaving a job driving for JR Motorsports in the Nationwide Series to take over the car the seven-time NASCAR champ Richard Petty made famous. He's replacing A.J. Allmendinger, who left last month to take a job at Penske Racing. Almirola has 35 career starts in the Sprint Cup Series, but none since he drove the last five races of the 2010 season. He finished fourth last season in the Nationwide standings. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.